about your shame. It's about my shame.
Father of the year over here.
Father
allegedly.
Of the year. The awards banquet where they hand out the trophies for the greatest parenting fails.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to say, are you going to be Tyndon Barr if it was for like the success of fathers?
Yeah, no.
This is for the fails.
The Father of the Year banquet is not like the Academy Awards. It's like winning a Razzie is basically what happens. And yesterday, I'd like to say I was officially nominated for the Razzie for Father of the Year. I'm a good father.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
I believe that.
And then there's other days like yesterday where you give in to the temptation. And this is the struggle I have as a parent. Is there are lots of things that your kids do, in particular when they're little, that in the moment are terrible. They're boring, they're lame, and you don't want to do them. Like Christmas concerts, which was my son's.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, event last night.
Oh, yeah. Concerts, band competition. I mean, band concerts, all of that.
All that stuff. And it's I struggle so deeply with this stuff, Monica. I don't know if you do, too, where it's like, I want to be in the moment and I want to enjoy these things because I know at some point I'm going to look back on them and I'm all old and sad.
You're going to miss it and be like, oh my gosh, remember when?
No, you're not. You're not.
I don't know. Am I not?
You're not.
I think so.
You're not.
You feel like those moments, like certain things.
That's what I thought.
In a concert when they sing and your kid is like dancing off to the side.
Right. And they're 7 years old. In the moment, it's wonderfully boring.
I challenge either one of you to go ask your mom or dad about a band competition or a choir competition that you had in elementary school.
See, Antoine, that is the other side of this that I thought to myself when I was trying to justify my my behavior yesterday, because I did think, like, you know what? My parents have never mentioned a single one of these plays or performances or whatever that they were dragged to. So I'm not sure they are memories that they're even excited about anymore. But yesterday was my son's Christmas performance thing. And what they do at his school to try to work the children to make sure that they actually show up at this event and want to go is they give them homework. Okay? They say, here's your homework.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, if you come to the Christmas concert tonight, you don't have to do your homework, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
So that's what they tell the kids.
Yeah.
So the kids come in the door. They're all excited. My son is like, no homework as long as we go to the Christmas concert tonight. And I did. And I'm not proud of it because this is also the second time I've done this. And to my son's credit, he refuses me every time, the little jerk. I say, all right, kid, look, I'll make you a deal. Dad'll do your homework. I'll tell you exactly what to write down. You don't have to do anything.
And
then we'll skip the Christmas concert. What do you say?
What?
Yeah.
And wow.
He shut you down?
I know.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's invited to the Son of the Year or Student of the Year award ceremony.
Yeah.
It's
all selfish for him because he says, now I want to hang out with my friends and I don't have to do my homework. That's what he says. So he doesn't care at all. He's just looking for the social gathering. I'm not the only one. I know there are parents out there that would do what I did or bribe your child. I was talking to another mom last night who will remain anonymous, but she said, oh, yeah, I offer him money to try to get out of these things.
$5.
Of course, she was also there. These jerk kids doing the right thing. How dare they make the right decision?
How dare you put that evil temptation in
front of me. I know.
Monica, you know who I blame for all this?
Who?
People like Antoine, who are coaches and influencers for youth. I mean, he's a youth basketball coach. Stop teaching them core values.
Yeah. I would tell you this. These band concerts or choir concerts stress out those coaches, too.
Yeah.
Because our girls, our boys, have to miss games, too.
Yeah, they do.
So, Antoine, please do me a favor. Stop coaching things like being conscientious and sportsmanship.
No, can't.
Or whatever.
They're good people.
Teach them two things. Winning is everything, and band practice is lame. That's what I need.
Monica?
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Monica, when's yours?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, have fun. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send you a picture of me having a drink while you're at it.
Zach's already served his time.
See you at the bar. I'll be tending bar. The mother of the year.